Hey, good evening, Laker fans. The Lakers lose a very tough one tonight to the Houston Rockets. Lakers lose by the score of 121 to 111. They lose on their home floor. It's just something about the Lakers. They don't play with that same intensity that they do when they play on the road. The Lakers actually have a better record when it comes to playing on the road rather than when it comes to playing at home. So that's something that you would like to see from a contender actually playing top competition much tougher at home than on the road. Especially on the road, it's fine. The Lakers are a really good road team, but you still need to see the Lakers play really good basketball at home. And it seems like this season has a constant theme that the Lakers haven't been playing as good at home as they have been on the road. So again, the Lakers lose tonight to the Houston Rockets, who have made a very controversial trade. You see a lot of old heads out there not liking this trade, with the Rockets going in favor of analytics, going small ball, you know, shooting tons of threes, scoring in high 110s, almost 120s every night. But yeah, the Rockets, they kind of proved the basketball world wrong a little bit tonight. Tonight they played really feisty defense on the Lakers tonight, even though Anthony Davis did go off tonight, having 32 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Even though he was a monster, 3 points is all. It's 3 points at the end of the day is more than 2 points. So, again, when it comes to the world of analytics, they got to win tonight. But do I see this method of style, this style of play working in the playoffs? I do not exactly see how the Rockets can beat the Lakers in a 7-game series playing this style of basketball. I still think that you have to have bigs on the floor, shot blockers on the floor. You need size in order to win in the playoffs, and that's just something that the Rockets do not have. Can they win in the regular season playing like this? Of course they can. It's very hard to play and prepare for a team that plays like this, plays small ball like this. And it's almost like it's hard to prepare because, for example, the Lakers had this game plan of throwing the ball in the post, Anthony Davis. And every time you saw the Lakers throw the ball in the post, throw it down to the block to Anthony Davis, what did the Rockets do? They ended up sending a couple of extra bodies to Anthony Davis. And Anthony, he's not much of a facilitator as you might want him to be, but it did give the Lakers a little bit of problems. I would have liked to see the Lakers utilize the pick and roll a little bit more, the lob threat. Frank Vogel talks about the vertical threats that is, of course, JaVale McGee and AD. I would have liked to see a lot of more pick and roll action, lob action. We just didn't get to see a lot of that tonight. And when that did happen, the Lakers did have success. Because, of course, the Rockets, for the first time since like the 60s, when the New York Knicks didn't have anybody playing over that was like 6'6 in height, that was the first time the Houston Rockets put out a lineup on the floor that no one was taller than 6'6. It's crazy. Just mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling. In about, how long is that? 50, 60 years? No one has ever put a smaller group of basketball players on the floor in the National Basketball Association. So this one was a really bad loss, in my opinion. A really bad loss because the Lakers do have the length in order to combat the lack of size of the Houston Rockets. Again, 3 points is more than 2 points. The Lakers got hot. One of the biggest weaknesses of the Lakers is not defending the three ball well, something they must get good at because of the way the style of the NBA is today. They have to defend the perimeter much, much better than they have throughout this whole season. If the Lakers cannot defend the perimeter come time in the playoffs, it's not going to work out. It's going to get ugly. So the Lakers really need to step up their perimeter defensive game. They're already strong interior defensive team. but they need, I can't stress this more than enough, they need to become a better perimeter defensive team. And that should be the case with Avery Bradley, who balled out tonight, who had another hot shooting night. But Danny Green has to get better defending the perimeter. Our rotations need to be more smoother. And I feel like, again, it's like every single night I talk about this. When Rondo comes into the game, his minutes have been killing the Lakers' defense and offense. Because on defense, anybody can just get by him. He doesn't defend the perimeter as well. And he holds the ball for way too long. Now, I don't want to stay on this Rondo topic for too long because I have gotten into it a little bit my past couple of podcasts. But again, I cannot stress it again enough that Rondo's minutes have been killing the Lakers. Again, AD had a really good game. LeBron had a decent game. 18 points, 15 assists, 9 rebounds. Only shot 1 of 8 from 3-point land, so he wasn't as hot as he was the previous game against the San Antonio Spurs. Davis plays 40 minutes. James played 37. That's a little bit on the higher side, something that you wouldn't like to see in early February. Something that, you know, you see the Clippers, who have been resting their stars, even though they have been injured, they've still been able to rest their stars, and they're only a few games back behind us. The Clippers are in the 2 seed, and they have barely been at full strength while we've been at full strength, and we are not that far ahead of them. So that is a little worrisome for me. Again, high minutes. You see Davis tonight spraining his right index finger. It just seems like he was getting hacked a lot out there. Again, that was the strategy that the Rockets were pulling tonight. They were swarming AD. A lot of nicks, a lot of bruises that AD got tonight from a lot of double teams, triple teams, getting his shot blocked from behind. It was pretty tough, but again, he still went off, had a good game. But of course, you always get worried when you see that there's a potential injury that can maybe keep him out for a little bit of time, messing with that right index finger. Thankfully, it wasn't anything serious. Thankfully, nothing was torn. It was just a little sprain. You also saw later in the game that he got hit in the mouth. You know, very, very rough game for AD, but again, still played a really good game. Going down the stat sheet, looking at the box score, something that really stands out to me is our bench. And who are the two leaders that come off of our bench? That is Kuzma and Rondo. Again, I'm not going to dive into Rondo too much. He was a minus 14, which was tied for worst on the team along with Kyle Kuzma. Now, what I've been talking about Kuzma is ever since last week, he's been putting amazing hustle and an amazing amount of heart into his game. And that's something that I've really been appreciating. So I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass tonight because even though I see a lot of it on Twitter, a lot of people are... Man, a lot of people are not liking Kuzma these days. Not liking Kuzma. Even though he's been having some decent games lately, tonight he only scored 4 points. Zero from 3-point land. Only two made field goals out of 8. Two or three of those field goal attempts were last-minute shots, you know, right before the buzzer. So you can't really count those. So he only really had legitimate 5 shots in 20 minutes, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Really didn't really do much to impact the game like we really needed him to. Kuzma, another big body that could have taken advantage of this small lineup, the small team as a whole, the Houston Rockets, something that he could have taken advantage of. I would have loved to see, and I actually expected something, a good game from Kyle Kuzma with all the trade rumors, with all the trade deadline passing. Now he can regain his confidence a little bit maybe, but that's just something that we didn't see tonight, and it was a little disappointing. But however, since Kuzma has been giving a little bit more heart and putting a little bit more effort in the past few games, I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass. Again, it's still a little bit disappointing, but hey, I mean, he was working his tail off the past few games. So hopefully next game this Saturday against the Golden State Warriors, he brings his A game. He starts hustling some more. Hopefully see him again grabbing 10-plus rebounds, showing a little bit more heart. Weird thing tonight, also, KCP coming off the bench was a little off. It was weird because he kind of looked like he was in, like, in his beginning season form, which was airballing threes. He was airballing layups in the beginning of the season. It was crazy. Just a crazy, like, weird time, weird basketball that I've seen playing from KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Ever since Twitter kind of bullied him into playing really good, he's been playing really well up until tonight. Only scored 4 points. Usually he's one of our better three-point shooters. He only actually took 4 three-pointers, made 0, shot 2 of 6 in 24 minutes. Again, we need to see much more, a much more better game from KCP. But what I gather from this game is that the Lakers really played, didn't really play well tonight. They really didn't play well tonight, and they really hung with the Rockets, who I expected them to beat. They hung with the Rockets the whole game, and it looks like the Lakers were going to go on a little bit of a run in the beginning of the fourth quarter, but the Rockets stopped there with their swarming defense and hot three-point shootings. Again, something the Lakers need to improve in their perimeter defense. So again, the Lakers lose tonight. Really bad loss, in my opinion. The game slipped away from us a little bit with the hot three-point shooting. So the Lakers, you can really see that it's in a dog days of the season. Lakers probably not really trying as hard. LeBron's trying not to maybe exert a little too much energy, even though he did have a really sweet dunk tonight. Turned back the clock a little bit, looking like he was 22 rather than 35, playing in his second season rather than his 17th season. So that was a pretty cool sight to see. TNT did screw up the angle a little bit on that one, but it was a sweet dunk nonetheless. So the Lakers, again, what do they need to improve again? Their perimeter defense, their decision-making when posting up Anthony Davis, and their minutes distribution. Mainly, I'm just going to be blunt here, taking Rondo completely out of the rotation once Darren Collison, by the way, he was at the game today. They showed him on the Jumbotron. The crowd was going crazy. Once Darren Collison comes to the Lakers, it's going to be easy for him to take Rondo's minutes and shore up the perimeter defense and three-point shooting. Now I want to dive into a little bit of some trade talk. What went down tonight, actually earlier today, was the end of the trading deadline. We saw some hot trades go down yesterday, last night, and a little bit earlier today with Andre Iguodala going to the Heat. Really good trade for the Heat, except one gripe is that they signed him to a 2-year extension worth $30 million. So $15 million per year. I don't know if I like that for a player going into his late 30s. Hopefully he can stay healthy. He has had almost a year off from playing basketball, so he should be fresh. But I'm kind of glad the Lakers didn't take a chance on him, trading for him and giving him that much money. But the Wolves also got D'Angelo Russell, who is a really good friend of Karl Anthony Towns. They've been wanting to play with each other for a while, ever since they pretty much entered the league. They've been great friends. So it's pretty cool that they're joining forces now. But the trade that brought D'Angelo Russell to the Wolves brought Andrew Wiggins to the Warriors. Now, how do I think that's going to work? I think it's going to be a good change of scenery for Andrew Wiggins, who has kind of plateaued in Minnesota with the T-Wolves. It's going to be interesting to see a lineup with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, and whoever their five man is going to be. But you already know the Warriors are going to have a good draft pick upcoming, this upcoming draft. They're going to be in the lottery, so they're going to be in the hunt for LaMelo Ball or Wiseman coming out of college. So it's going to be interesting to see what the future is going to hold for the Golden State Warriors with the trade they made today. in receiving Andrew Wiggins. Again, I do think it's going to be a good one for them. Again, change of scenery. Steve Kerr is a great coach, someone who I really think that who can pull some of that latent potential out of Andrew Wiggins. So, again, overall a good trade for both teams. Everybody got what they want. I see that it's going to be a win-win for everybody. I see a lot on social media, a lot of fans complaining that the Lakers haven't made any moves. In my opinion, Lakers stand pat. I would have been fine with the Lakers trading Kuzma. Even though I like him, even though I've been saying on this podcast, I like his hustle the past week or two. But they have stand pat and they kept Kuzma. I know I have seen some reports that the Knicks were asking for Kuzma, but in order to make that trade work, they had to make the money work. So the Knicks were also asking for Danny Green. However, the Clippers traded for Marcus Morris, and they basically gave up a bag of chips. They only gave up Mo Harkless and some cash. So do I think Mo Harkless is a better player than Kuzma or Danny Green? No, I don't. Not at all. But the NBA, we already know some of these teams, they resent the Lakers because of their history, their success. They don't want us to succeed. There's a conspiracy out there. I'm gonna end at that. Again, the Lakers are 5-5 in the last 10 games. In the dog days of the season, you would kind of expected the Lakers after starting out with the hot 24-3 record in the beginning of the season. They've been 5-5 in the last 10 games, pretty mediocre. But as soon as after the All-Star break, I expect them to turn up the heat a little bit, try to gain a little cushion for the number one seed, and then they can rest their players right before the playoffs. Some cool tips tonight. Collison was shown on the Jumbotron tonight. He got a lot of Laker love tonight. The fans were indirectly recruiting him to the Lakers. I did see that he did have dinner with Jeannie Buss, owner of the Lakers, tonight. So that's something that Laker fans have something to look forward to with that. It's really looking like Collison is going to be a Laker by the end of the All-Star break. So that's something exciting that's exciting for fans to see, because we need to take Rondo out of this rotation. He's absolutely killing the Lakers with his minutes, consistently being a minus for this team with no defense and always holding the ball. So Collison will surely shore up those problems. For the Lakers, next game this Saturday at Golden State, playing the Warriors. We're going to see Andrew Wiggins for the first time in a Golden State Warriors jersey playing against the Lakers. Well, let's see how that goes. He seems to always light the Lakers up the past few years, not as much this season. But yeah, let's see how that goes, and hopefully the Lakers bounce back with a win. This has been your host, Jordan, on the A24 Lakers Purple and Gold podcast. You guys have a good night. Catch you guys on the next one.